Welcome back to the Furry Musician Spotlight. This is your host, Dakota, bringing you this week's selection of tunes brought to you by all your fellow furry musicians. And thanks to all the people that have been writing little descriptions of their pieces in their comments. Keep doing that, it's really helpful. Anyway, it feels like everyone is already gearing up for the holidays. Even though the holidays may look quite a bit different this year, I think many of us are just desperate for some cheerful, normal time with family and friends, but with the virus on the rise again, please everyone, be safe and caring as we enter this holiday season. That being said, I still think it's too early for Christmas things. Can we at least wait until after Thanksgiving, please? The next two spotlights after this one, however, we hope to hear some Christmas music among the submissions, or at least I do. I can't speak for Jaden, but I definitely enjoy hearing the Christmas tunes. On the subject of holidays, let's actually rewind a little bit. There were several pieces submitted this week that would have made for great Halloween ambiance, and the intro piece we've been hearing in the background is no exception, at least for parts of the piece. This is Cold Blue Sky, an ambient piece by Jari Wolf. It has parts that are eerie while also being sort of strangely relaxing, but as you listen further, it turns into something a little bit more light, removing the cold part of the cold blue sky and becoming something almost more heavenly. Next, we've got a fun, bouncy tune by I'm Who. This is Divter's theme, and it's chock full of a variety of bright and joyful instruments and percussion. Just listen to this piece go ham on that cowbell. Of really unique submissions this week, and I really enjoyed listening to this one. This is The Beatboxer by CHSH, and I love the variety of vocal samples as well as the variety of ways they are manipulated. All of the change-ups really keep things fresh and interesting. This is Faction Anthem by Scared Jellyfish, a soundtrack piece that has a rather catchy motif, and sets it over different chord progressions to create a great evolving sound and mood. They've also wrote a little description for their piece, and I think it fits quite well. Next, we have a vocal karaoke cover of a song that I'm sure many people are quite familiar with, and a song that I'm definitely quite fond of as well. This is a cover of Ink Spot's I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire, sung by Firebrand99 and his friend Rem Russo. And I wanted to feature it because I just love the way the vocals are purposely mixed to sound like the original, and I think they've done a really splendid job.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission, and you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire.
I'll close out this episode with some fast-paced, energetic, happy hardcore to give you all some drive to get your week started out on the right foot. This is Crazy by High Energy, and boy, does this song have high energy indeed. And even though it's fast, it's still very clear and has lots of great separation between all the different sounds. So enjoy and remember to stay positive and stay safe. And I will see you all on our next whirlwind adventure. Oh, and don't forget to check out our special featured song this week by Yagami Fox Club. A link is posted in the description below. See you all next time.